谢谢小鱼之声和他的 team 哈。我没有像他那么幸福，难得出去一趟就有人这样子夸奖他。我出去跑了快20年，我听到最好的夸奖就是鱼弟兄，你比我想象的高很多。
The best compliment I've heard is that, brother, you look tall. You're taller than I imagined.
那第二好听的就是你没有那么老，你顶多60好几。
And the second best praise I have received is that, well, you're not that old. At least you're about 60.
At most.
At most.
那个时候我才40多岁的。
That time was only 40-something.
那你告诉我是哪里，我下次去你们那个聚会哈。
Please tell me where you went, so I'll go visit them next time.
啊，弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
啊，我想我们下个礼拜就是我们一年一度的退休会啊。
Next week we will have our annual retreat.
啊，我知道报名的人已经快到400个人。
I know that we almost have 400 registered.
我非常感谢神。
I really thank the Lord.
我常常到很多地方去他们的退休会。全教会的出席率那是跟我们差的一大截啊。
Oftentimes I will visit churches and their church retreat attendance is far below ours.
我想我们除了少数一些弟兄姊妹因为有特殊的原因不能去，几乎都会到。
I'm sure some of brothers and sisters maybe for some special reasons cannot go. Most of us.
我想很多年以来我一再讲这个退休会有三件事情我们都要 pay attention， 要特别注意的。
Year after year I mentioned to you there are three things we ought to.Pay attention to when we prepare ourselves to go.
第一个在耶和华的山上必有预备。
First of all, there will be the Lord has prepared on His mountain.
神为我们个人、为我们的家、为我们的小组，也为我们整个教会，都有一份特别的祝福要赐给我们。
The Lord has in store a special blessing.For us individually and for our families and for our church.
所以我们上山之前那个喜乐、那个期待的心，要比你开礼物还要宝贵。
So we ought to have this joyful expectation far more than when we receive a gift.
你看每一个小朋友开生日礼物的时候，眼睛都是亮的，心都是快乐的。
See how children are so excited when they receive a birthday gift.
然后他不知道里面是什么。
Because they don't know what is inside.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神为我们每一个人都有预备。
We have to know that God has prepared for each one of us.
所以我们要带着信心，带着喜乐的心到山上来接受神给我们个别的祝福。
So let's go and receive this special blessing with faith and expectation.
第二件事情。
Second.
我们每一年上来，一来就是一年。
Every time we go, it's been a year.
所以是我们很重要的属灵的 checkpoint.
So it is a very
希望我们个人的生命、我们的侍奉、我们的生活各方面都被神摆在天平上称一称。
So it is also the time that the Lord has will put us our life, our living, our service on the scale.
圣经上告诉我们，我们是在每一件事上、凡事上都可以长进的。
And the scripture tells us that we can grow in every area of our lives.
所以不要说一天一年，不要说一天一个礼拜该有长进，那一年更该有长进。
So not to say that each day or each week we should have a growth. For a year we should have grown.
就我们每一年到上面去的时候，当你要去回想你个人、你的家、你的小组啊，或是你所侍奉的事情上有没有长进，应该很容易发现的。
So as we go up to the mountain, it should be very easy for us to reflect and measure if we have growth, our individually, small group or church.
如果你想了老半天都想不出来，我跟你说，你过去这一年几乎是浪费的。
If you just cannot think of anything that you have grown, then I would say that you have wasted a year.
到底我的脾气还是跟去年一样那样子，容易暴躁，容易发泄吗？
Is it still very easy for me to throw a temper just like last year?
或是我还能够像去年一样那么自私，不肯舍己吗？
Am I still as selfish as last year?
还是我被改变了？
Or am I being changed?
那么在侍奉上，我比从前更认真吗？
Am I more diligent in my service?
我在属灵上跟神的关系更亲了吗？
Am I closer and more intimate with the Lord?
我在主的话语上，我的读经、我的祷告比从前更深入了吗？
Is my scripture reading and my prayers deeper than before?
我跟我的伴侣、我跟我的孩子之间的关系更亲密、更真实了吗？
How about my relationship with my spouse and children? Are they more real and deeper?
弟兄姊妹有很多的东西可以来衡量我们。
There are many things to measure.
所以一年是很重要的一年，我们不能随便浪费的。
So each year is very important, and we should not waste any of them.
我相信我们在座没有一个人敢跟我站起来说，我保证我明年这个时候还活着。
I'm sure none of us here can stand up and guarantee and says that I know next year this time I will still be alive.
谁能够知道下一年是不是我们的最后一年呢？
Who knows that could be our last year?
所以一年实在是很重要的时间，希望我们都好好的珍惜来衡量自己。
So each year is a very important. We ought to cherish it, and we ought to have a good measurement.
第三件事情。
Thirdly.
神把我们带到山上去。
The Lord will take us to the mountain.
希望我们在这里享受肢体的生活，活出身体的见证。
So that we get to enjoy the bodily life and live.Out the bodily testimony.
你看我们平常在教会都好忙哈。
Because usually we're very busy at church.
我们见到弟兄姊妹最多能问的一句就是你最近还好吗
？So whenever we meet brothers and sisters, at the most we'll say, "Are you okay? How are you lately?"
有的时候甚至我们还没有空听完他的回答，我们就得去忙别的事了。
Sometimes we just have to move on without even listening to what they have to say to us.
啊，在山上能够有四天被关在一起啊
！But then when we are up in the mountain, we are shut in with each other for 4 days.
甚至有一些弟兄姊妹有特别的特权，可以听到别人的鼾声。
So some of us even got the privilege to hear our brothers snoring.
哦，你又没想到说原来哦，原来上帝也会打鼾的，我都不知道。
Wow,
我不知道他会不会哈，所以我故意讲。
I didn't know brother so and so even snore.
哦，原来是这样子的。
Oh, I didn't know he's this way.
哦，他这么有爱心呢、啊，进到这个宿舍，现在把床位让给别人。
Oh, I said, wow, this person is so compassionate that he will give the best bed to others.
哦，我们在山上，我们彼此相处，我们享受同伴之间的爱。
As we live together, we enjoy each other's love.
同样，我们活出身体的见证。
We also live out this bodily testimony.
让我们看见神的子民就是不一样。
So we get to show that God's people are different.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们从各方面我们来表现身体的见证。
As we gather together in all areas, we show forth the testimony of body.
我们彼此顺服，我们彼此扶持，我们彼此鼓励，真的像一家人。
Oh, we submit to one another. We encourage and support one another. We're just like a family.
好，我就是很高兴听到一个弟兄讲到父母亲这次来信主了。
And I'm very happy to hear some brothers and sisters share that their parents believe accepted the Lord when they come to visit.
那其中他信主很重要的一个原因就是觉得他在神家看到的这一般人现在在一般的社会里面看不到了。
And one testimony is that they get to see a group of people loving one another that they could not see.In the world.
大家这么样子的真诚以待，这样子的有爱心啊，这样子的亲切，就觉得在今天这个时代里面不容易看到。
That they treat each other with sincerity, with love and warmth that they do not see in the world.
有什么？我们不光在这里享受肢体的爱啊。
Not only that, we are here to enjoy one another's love.
我们在这里活出身体的见证。
We also live out this testimony of body of Christ.
啊，我们也需要这样子一段时间，让我们安静下来。
We also need to pause for a period of time.
为自己，为家庭，为教。为我们都能够好好的、能够更新，然后我们能够为教会祷告。
So that we can be renewed spiritually and pray for ourselves, for our church, our family.
大概十几年前在佛罗里达，我不晓得大家在座记不记得发生一件事情啊。
I don't know if you remember more than 10 years ago in Florida, there was an event happened.
有三个年轻人想恶作剧。
Three young people, they were playing a prank.
今天只有我是讲员，所以你们不用管别人哈。
这个 pay attention.
有三个年轻人，他们恶作剧。
So three young people, they're trying to play a trick.
他们就把街上的一个 stop sign 给拔掉了。
So they pull away a stop sign on the street corner.
结果后来有另外一车的年轻人就开车经过那里的时候。应该有 stop sign， 但是他不知道有，因为被拔掉了。
But then, so a car for the young people drove by, and then because the stop sign was taken away, so they did not stop.
所以当他开过去的时候，就跟一辆卡车相撞，然后死了好几个人。
So they ran through the intersection and ran into a truck, and then many people died. side.
我先不讲那三个年轻人被法院判刑的时候，他们那种痛哭懊悔的那个表情，我就不说了。
I will not describe to you the remorse, the deep sorrow of those three young people when they were convicted in court.
但是我讲这个故事的重点是说，在我们的人生路上，我们常常需要 pause, 需要 stop 一下，好好来看清楚我们的处境，看清楚我们目前的情形。
What I want to share with you is that in our life journey, oftentimes we need to pause and really take a look at our situation.
我们太忙了，天天忙东忙西，跑来跑去啊。
Because we're too busy, we're busy running around.
应该停的，但是仇敌把这个 stop sign 为我们拔掉了。
So sometimes we ought to stop, but the enemy has removed that stop sign from us.
我们有太多的角色，太多的责任，太多的吸引在这里，让我们忙东忙西的。
So there's so many roles, responsibilities, and distractions in our world that we're so busy.
就是我们该停，我们没有停。
Sometimes we ought to pause, but we do not.
等到出了问题的时候，那个问题已经很严重了。
Until trouble comes, and then that will be too serious.
弟兄姊妹要小心，在我们的生活里面，仇敌常常把我们的 stop sign 拔掉。
So brothers and sisters, be wise.Watchful, because the enemy oftentimes removes the stop sign from our path.
所以主耶稣提醒马大说：“你为许多的事情思虑烦恼，然而不可少的只有一件事情。”
So the Lord Jesus reminded Martha that you are troubled by many things, but only one thing is necessary.
我们需要坐在主的脚前，我们需要来看我们自己。
We ought to sit by the feet of Lord Jesus and reflect upon us.
所以以前听说有一个故事，讲到赫胥黎这个很有名的作家。有一次到爱尔兰去演讲的时候
So there's a story that this famous writer
他到爱尔兰去演讲
And then he went to give a speech in Ireland
因为火车 delay 了哈，火车耽误了
Because the train was delayed
所以他下车的时候就马上跳上一个马车就跟车夫说快快快快快我知道了
As soon as he got off the train he get on a horse carriage and then says hurry, hurry, he told the driver.
那个车夫就快马一鞭的话，那个马就开始奔腾。
So the carriage ran very fast.
然后跑了一段时间以后
，And after a while,
赫胥黎突然醒过来，问说：“你知不知道我要去哪里
？”And all of a sudden, the person asked the driver, "Do you know where I'm going?"
那个车夫说：“我不知道，但是 one thing I know, 有一件事我知道，就是我现在跑得很快。”
So the driver says, "I don't know, but one thing I know is that we are going on very fast."
你叫我快，我就快嘛。
Because you told me to rush, so I rushed.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们就觉得我们活得很 efficient 哈，我们生活步调很快，我们活得很有意义。
So oftentimes we feel that we live in this fast-paced life, and our life is very efficient and meaningful.
但是我们到底知不知道我们往哪里去？我们在为什么忙
？Do we know where we are going, and what are we busy for?
就我今天要讲的这篇信息，不光是为了要去退休会的。
So this message is not just for the retreat.
其实是为我们每一个人。
But it's for every one of us.
尤其当我们每一次来亲近神的时候。
Especially every time when we draw close.
尤其是当我们每一次来到神家聚会的时候。
Especially whenever we come to God's house.
这段的经文都是非常好的榜样跟提醒。
So this passage is a very good example and reminder.
虽然这段经文以赛亚讲的时候是针对将来千年国度的预言。
Even though this passage was spoken by a prophet Isaiah regarding the millennium kingdom,
但是里面属灵的原则跟属灵的经历都是我们今天就可以经历的。
But actually, the spiritual principle and experience is something that we can go through today.
我们一起来读这段的圣经。
Let's read this passage together.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
我们读第二节。
Verse 2.
到第三节就好了。
So verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往了，说：“来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。”好，我们跳到第五节。
Verse 5.
雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。好，我们把第三节再读一次啊。
Let's repeat verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往，说：“来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于西安。”耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。然后第五节也再读一次。雅各家，来吧， 我们在耶和华的光明中行走。好，我们最后请再读以赛亚书第五十六章。
And lastly, Isaiah chapter 56.
我们念第七节就好。
Let's read verse 7.
好，非常容易背哈，五六七，五十六章第七节。
5, 6, 7.
来，我们一起来。我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。好，我们最后把今天的背诵经文读一遍，好，非常熟的。
Let's read our memory verse today.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16,
第十一节
verse 11,
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你的右手中有永远的福乐。好，我们今天的信息，我们我们的经文就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
差点讲成我们的信息就到这了，你们都高兴死了。
I almost said that this concludes our message, and then I'm sure you will be very happy to hear that.
在这里，我们从这两段经文，我们提四件事情。
So I'd like to mention four things out of these two passages.
第一件事情，神在这里呼召我们。
First of all, God is calling us.
先知也在这里呼召我们。
And the prophet is calling us.
让我们要离开这个地，来登耶和华的山，登雅各神的殿。
To depart from this ground and then go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob.
以赛亚书五十六章是讲到神要把我们带到这个山上。
In Isaiah 56, it says that God would bring us to this mountain.
以赛亚书第二章是在这里一个呼吁，说来吧，我们登。
But chapter 2 is a calling that come and let us go up.
因为这位登山说到什么？
So what does it mean by going up to the mountain?
登山就说到登高，对不对？
It's to climb higher.
哎，我们离开属地的情形，我们上到高处去。
To leave and depart from the ground and go up higher.
这辈子从来没到山上过的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have never been up on the mountain.
所以那你们都应该有登山的经历。
So we all have this experience of climbing a mountain.
山说到超越啊，说到离开地到一个高处去。
When we go up to a mountain, we surpass and we go up and depart from the earth, the ground.
在山上最大的不同是什么？
So what's the major difference when you are on, up on the mountain?
怎么？看得远啊，还有呢？
See farther.
就是那种超越的感觉，然后眼光、心胸都变得宽广啊。
Somehow you just feel this surpassing feeling that you get to see and your views are broadened.
例如说，你到一个地方去度假，你在城里面开来开去，开来开去，然后开始上山。
Say that you go to a city and for vacation, and then you tour around the city, and then you go up to the mountain.
等到你到了山顶的时候，才晓得哦，原来我刚才经过的那个街旁边就有一个那么漂亮的湖，我居然不知道。
And then when you reach to the top of mountain, you look down, then you realize, oh, there's a lake that I just passed by, but I didn't know it existed.
哦，那边有一个那个特别漂亮的公园高尔夫球场，我刚才都没看到。
And I didn't know that there was a golf course that's so beautiful.
当你上去的时候，你的眼光，你的心胸，你各方面都被开阔。
As you go up, your vision and your heart, your mind all being broadened.
啊，这是第一件事情，讲到登山。
So this is the first experience of going up.
第二件事情，这节经文讲说，这个山最大的不同是什么
？And what's the biggest difference of this mountain?
这是什么？这是耶和华的山。
Verse 2 says it is the mountain of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个山，耶和华的山是跟众山众林完全不一样的。
So this mountain of the Lord is different from all other mountains.
最大的不同就是因为它是耶和华的山，说到这是他的居所，他所在的地方。
The biggest difference is that this is the mountain of the Lord. It is the Lord's dwelling place where he is.
所以他说要登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，就说到他居住的地方。
Says go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. That's his dwelling place.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们离地上升的经验是重要的。
So yes, it is important to experience us rising up above the ground.
但是更重要的是，在这个离地上升的经验里面，我们遇见我们的神。
But what's even more important is that through this rising experience, we get to meet our God.
我们实在需要神常常把我们带到山上去。
We need the Lord to lead us to the mountain often.
带到他的山上。
To His mountain.
让我们看清楚他给我们的祝福。
to see clearly His blessings for us.
让我们看清楚他在我们身上的计划。
To see clearly His purpose in our lives.
让我们的眼光跟心胸都能够被神提升。
So that our views and our hearts can all be elevated by the Lord.
不然我们整天在地上生活，我们接触的都是属地的事情。
Otherwise, as we go through this earthly life, we are touching all these earthly things.
以前的人差不多要到的这个四五十岁、五六十岁才感受到人生一点的虚空。
So people in the past, they started to feel and see the vanity of life when they reach middle age at 40, 50, 60.
现在很多的年轻人已经觉得人生非常虚空。
But nowadays, many young people already feel the vanity and emptiness of life.
我跟你讲真的，因为他们要什么有什么。
Let me tell you, it is true because they can get whatever they want.
他们从年轻就开始用名牌了。
So starting from young age, they already use name brands.
到了老了，还有什么东西可以吸引他们
？So what else is there to attract them?
几乎年轻的时候就到各地去度假了。
They have been to all over the world on vacation.
还有什么地方是他们将来想说我可以去这个 vacation?
Is there any place that they can plan for the future vacation?
所以几年前我听说我们中间的孩子居然不肯跟爸妈到夏威夷度假，我简直不能明白。
So several years ago, when I heard a child in our midst that refused to go to Hawaii with their parents.I just cannot understand.
我那时候来美国三十年没去过夏威夷，我想，哎呀，这些小子有机会居然不去。
And because at that time I'd never been to Hawaii after being in America for 30 years, well, this child refused to go.
当我们天天在这个地上生活久的时候
，as we continue to live our life on earth,
我们已经不感觉到我们是活在 pollution, 活在一些玷污、一些污秽的里面。
We don't feel that we are actually living in the pollution and defilement.
你看，你到了山上，你离开纽约，从旁边看纽约，整个天上就是黑云。
So like you leave the New York City and go up to the mountain next to New York City, then you get to see the pollution.
其实我不应该讲说就是黑云啊，看起来像黑云，不是云，那是脏空气啊。
It's the smog. It's not dark cloud. It's the smog.
但是你在里面不觉得。
But when you live in it, you don't feel it.
然后我们天天在生活的地上里面，很多的事情跟人增进，被人伤害，被人搅扰，被人消耗。
As we live through this life, we are so often bothered by people and by all the strifes and the troubles in the world.
我们需要有这种离地上升的经验。
We need to have this experience of rising up above the ground.
我需要常常被带到高处去。
We need to be brought up to the higher ground.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不是说你一定要到高山去才行。
I'm not sure that you have to really literally climb up a high mountain.
这里都是讲到属灵的境界。
I'm talking about spiritual realm.
啊，我以前很喜欢讲的一个故事。
I'd like to mention you a story.
啊，这个故事常常给我很大的提醒。
The story often gives me.
讲到有一只老鹰受伤掉在地上。
So there's an eagle wounded and then it fell on the ground.
啊，他被农夫拿回去养伤，养好了以后。
A farmer picked it up and then took care of it until the wound is healed.
他也再也不肯离开了。
And it did not want to leave the farmer's house anymore.
他天天跟那些鸡活在一起。
Every day he lives with the chickens.
所以有一次有一个旅客经过那里的时候。
One day a traveler passed by.
就很好奇地问这个农场的主人鹰了。
Out of curiosity, he asked the farmer, "Do you raise an eagle?"
啊，那个 farmer 就告诉他说这个故事。
And the story how he took care of him.
后来这个顾客就说：“你愿意把它放走吗？”
So the traveler asked, "Are you willing to let the eagle go?"
这农夫说：“当然愿意，当然愿意。”他说：“他吃了那么多，吃的比我养的鸡吃的还多，我又不好杀他。”
The farmer says, "Of course, I'm willing to let it go because it is so much, much more than the chicken, and I." Don't want to kill it.
所以这个旅客就把这只鸡举起来，没办法把这只老鹰举起来。
So the traveler lifts up this eagle.
啊，这个老鹰结果就看着鸡在地上找到虫还什么正在那边抢，他就一下子飞下去跟他们抢。
And then the eagle saw the chicken were fighting for the worms, so immediately it went on the ground to fight with the chicken.
啊，因为它比较壮，所以它抢到。
Because the eagle is much stronger, so he always get the food.
啊，他发现不行，这个人就站在这个篱笆那个栏杆更高的地方，把这只老鹰举起来。
And then the traveler tried to lift up the eagle on the fence.
结果主人又出来喂食物的时候，鸡都跑去吃，他就一下子飞下去跟他们抢。
But then at the feeding time, it went down again to fight for the food with the chicken.
因为它比较壮，所以它常常吃最多。
Because the eagle is much stronger, so he eats the most food.
后来这个旅客就看着不行，就说：“你愿意我把它带走吗？”
And then finally, the traveler asks, "Are you willing for me to take it away?"
他说：“带走，带走，带走。”
Please take it away.
所以他就把它抬到附近一个很高的山啊。
So the traveler took the eagle to a high mountain.
底下都是山谷水流，原野都在山脚下。
So you get to see the river, the valleys, and everything.
我昨天晚上在飞机上回来太晚了，记得要把 Irvin 照的一张相放出来，结果来不及了。
I forgot to show you a picture taken by Irwin showing an eagle and then with the valleys in the picture.
就当这个人在高山上悬崖上把它举起来的时候
So as this person lift up the eagle on the top of the mountain,
他看见底下山谷水流原野都在底下
As he sees the river and the valley and everything.Below.
然后抬起头来，看见那个明亮的日头在那边，他的头震了一下，就叫了一声，以后就翱翔起来。
And then as the eagle lifted up and see the sky and the bright sun, and all of a sudden it just soared up.
它重新翱翔在天地之间啊。
And so once again it flies and soars in the sky.
脱离了从前那种狭窄跟凄惨的争啊抢啊，哦那种平凡低下的生活。
It departs from the life that's striving and then fighting with food with chickens.
弟兄姊妹，天是神儿女们该有的境界和性质。
Heaven, sky is the spiritual realm where we belong.
因为我们里面的生命叫做属天的生命。
Because the life inside of us is called heavenly life.
如果他不活在天的境界里面，他就全身不舒服，他就糟蹋了他的性质。
If the life within us does not live in heavenly realm, then it is wasted and it feels confined and then troubled.
我们就变成在地上跟别人一起在这里争来争去。
Then we are fighting, and we're going through the stripes with people in the world.
天天争这个。在那件事情上被搅扰，在那件事情上被消耗，在那件事情上受伤害。
And we're being troubled, bothered, and hurt by all kinds of things.
因为这样子的生活是非常疲倦的事情。
And such life is very tiring and consuming.
所以以赛亚提醒我们要等候耶和华。
Therefore, Isaiah told us to wait for the Lord.
还要像鹰一样，这个重新得力，展翅上腾。
Because we wait for the Lord, their strength will be renewed. They will soar up like eagles on their wings.
弟兄姊妹，求神常常把我们带到天的境界。
May the Lord often lead us to the heavenly realm.
奔耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，而且我们在他的殿中要喜乐。
So that we'll go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and there we will be joyful.
第二件事情。
Second.
这里讲到我们在他的面前一同受教，让我们可以行在光明中。
So that we will be taught in His presence and we will walk in the light.
所以这里说到主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为顺回必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
He will teach us His ways and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion will go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上生活的时候
，As we live in this world，
我们常常缺少指导，对不对
？We often lack instructions.
我之后到全到各地去讲道的时候，只要有 Q&A 的聚会哈，就是问题解答的聚会。
Almost everywhere I go, as long as there's a Q&A.
我几乎没有例外的，就是没有一个聚会不会有问题，说我们要如何明白神的旨意。
Almost without exception, I always get a question: How do we discern God's will and guidance?
大家有没有这个问题
？Do you have this question?
这么多人没有问这个问题啊？有啊，连我们都有这个问题。
So same with us.
像我们这两天，我们全家一直在祷告的，就是我的母亲可不可以接受切肾的手术。
These couple of days, our family's been praying for God's guidance. If my mom should receive the surgery to remove her kidney.
因为她九十岁了，她的肾脏常常大量泪出血，医生到最后说需要把整个肾切掉。
Because my mom is 90 years old and then her kidney often bleeds, and then the doctor says maybe we should remove one of her kidneys.
但是当初这个 option 是所有医生都反对的，因为他九十岁了，而且他心脏有很严重的问题，很可能动手术就出问题了。
But this option was originally not recommended by any doctors because she's very weak physically and also her heart condition.
所以今天，弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在我们的生活里面， 人际关系里面，我们的角色、责任上，我们都碰到很多事情要做决定。
So in our life, in our roles, responsibilities, and situations, we often have to make decisions.
我们很需要主对我们说话。
We need the Lord to speak to us.
但是你发现我们的困难就是常常碰到的都是两种极端的人。
But yet, our trouble is that we often meet people with two extremes.
就是很多人就是我什么都不知道。
On one hand, some people they say they don't know anything.
什么事情都不敢讲。
And then they dare not to proclaim anything.
另外有常常碰到一些人就是什么都知道。
Or on the other side, there are some people they know everything.
什么都想教你。
They want to teach you everything.
所以你又怕怕的对他说讲的东西怕怕的。
So you kind of you have this reservation.
因为他
把
他们
一些
东西不知道的。
Because they seem to know everything.
所以我们反而怕怕的。
And then we feel kind of reserved.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们最需要的就是主对我们说话。
So what we need the most is the Lord to speak to us.
Oh, 我们不仅仅需要主告诉我们什么是他的路，让我们走在其中。
Not only we need the Lord to show us His path, so we will walk in it.
我们也需要有力量，让我们能够走在其中。
We also need the strength to walk on it.
很多的时候主的旨意带领我们走一条路。
Oftentimes the Lord's will is to lead us on a particular path.
我们需要主给我们力量，让我们可以顺服，而且能够走得好，走得得胜。
So we need the Lord to give us strength so that we will obey.And we will walk on it well.
以前听说有几个男生想开一家公司啊。
There's a story that a few men wanted to start a company.
因为这些开公司的全部都是男的，没有女的，所以他们决定要给公司取名字的时候，就是要取的一个有男人味道、充满霸气的味道的公司。
Because all these partners are men, so they want to give the company a very muscular name for the company.
翻得很好哈，所以到最后他们取的名字叫做能力。
So they gave the company the name Power.
whatever 哈，好能力。
Power, dynamite.
结果他们就去申请了。
And then they went to apply for the name.
结果。批准了执照寄回来的时候
，and then as they received the license after being approved，
他的执照上面有很大的字写"能力有限公司"。
So then on the license， okay， let me try to figure this out. On the license it says the full name of the company is Power the Limited Corporation Limited。
其实对他们就是一个很大的提醒。
So this is a big reminder for them.
他们这几个人不好意思挂出来了。
Now they feel embarrassed to show their license.
但是对我们基督徒应该是一个很好的提醒，应该挂出来了。
But for Christians, we ought to post it. It's a good reminder.
我们天然人的能力都是有限的。
Because there's a limit to our natural strength.
所以刚才以赛亚的四十章那里讲到，少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，这叫做能力有限。
Isaiah chapter 40 says, even the young men were weary and the strong ones were feel weak.
唯有等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Only those who wait for the Lord, their strength will be renewed.
他们要像鹰一样展翅上腾，他们奔跑不再困倦，行路也不再疲乏。
On wings like eagles, they will run without weary, and they will walk without faint.
所以诗人在这里说：“雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。”
So the prophet says, "Come, the house of Jacob, let's walk in the light of the Lord."
我们需要神常对我们说话。
We need the Lord to speak to us often.
不光是在我们碰到抉择的时候，需要知道神的旨意是什么。
Not only when we have to make a decision, we need to discern the Lord's will.
我们需要走在主的光明中。
We ought to walk in the Lord's light.
所以刚才我们背的诗篇十六篇十一节讲得很好，他说：“你必将生命的道路指示我。”
The memory verse of the week says very well that you will show me the path of life.
这条路是生命的路。
Because this path is the path of life.
当我们真正走在神旨意的时候，你就一路上得生命。
As we walk on the Lord's will, we will receive life along the path.
虽然环境可能会有难处。
Yes, the circumstances may be difficult.
虽然有一些事情发生，可能我们不见得喜欢或是预期的。
Or there are things happen that are not expected, or we may not like it.
但是当我们真走在神的旨意中的时候
，But if we truly walk on the Lord's will,
你会发现你生命里面有一个说不出来的喜乐和踏实。
You will sense this unspeakable joy, and then you feel so peaceful and restful.
他说他要将生命的道指示我们。
Because the Lord says He will show us the path of life.
而在你面前有满足的喜乐, 在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
大家有没有觉得有时候也的确好像很快乐, 但是快乐不够。
Do you experience that sometimes we do feel joy, but not enough?
这里说到是满足的喜乐，满的。
But yet the scripture says this joy is the fullness of joy.
我们觉得祝福来我们喜欢，但是常常不持久。
Sometimes we receive blessings, but they don't seem to last.
但是神所给的祝福是 everlasting, 是永远的福分。
But yet the blessings from the Lord is everlasting.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要主在这里提升我们这个人。
Therefore, the brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to lift us up.
让我们愿意走在主的路上。
That we will be willing to walk on the Lord's path.
让我们在这条路上不断的长进。
So that our life will continue to grow on this path.
让我们喜乐是满的，我们的福分是永久的。
So that our joy will be full and our blessings will be everlasting.
我前两天在外地传福音的时候，就想起从前有一个弟兄跟我们交通。
And in the past week, I was sharing gospel overseas, and then I remember a brother was sharing with us.
他自己带了几个那个博士 candidates 那个博士班的学生。
Okay, this brother leads a group of PhD candidates.
他常常跟他的这些学生们传福音。
So he often shared the gospel with his students.
后来有一个学生 那天通过考试以后就拿到博士学位。
So one day, one of his students passed the exam and got the PhD degree.
后来这个学生回来跟他分享他的感受。
And then the student came back to share with him his feelings.
他说那天当 committee 通过的时候，
He says that day when the committee passed him，
大家几个教授都来恭喜他说， 恭喜你哈， 这个 Dr. Chow。
So then all the professors came and then greeted him and congratulated him and called him doctor.
这是他这么20多年来梦寐以求，希望听到的。有一天终于有人叫他 doctor.
So finally he get to hear this doctor, the dream of his life for more than 20 years.
他说他高兴的就从5楼还是6楼就开始往下跑。
So he was so overjoyed, he started running from the 5th floor all the way down.
我不晓得我那天是讲话太快还是底下的人没有听懂，他们听成说拿了博士学位就从楼上往下跳。
I don't know how I shared that. They thought I was saying that after he got the PhD degree, he jumped off the floor.
他是往下跑，不是往下跳。
So actually, he was coming down from the 5th floor, running the stairs.
他来不及等电梯，他就很快步的想跑回他告诉他太太，我终于拿到博士了。
He was so overjoyed that he could not wait for the elevator, so he ran down the stairs. He wanted to go home and share with his wife that finally he got his PhD degree.
他说当他才跑到2楼的时候，
But he says, just as he reached the 2nd floor,
他突然有一个说不出来的虚空感觉临到他。
All of a sudden, this sense of emptiness came upon him.
他就把他的脚步放慢，慢慢走。
So he slowed down his steps.
那一个博士算得了什么？
So what is it? Just a PhD.
现在满街都是。
There are plenty of PhDs on the streets.
对不起，我没有小看你们PhD。
Sorry, I didn't mean to blow.
我知道我们中间还有很多 PhD， 连我都不知道你是 PhD。
I know we have a lot of PhDs, and some of them I don't even know.
但我只是要讲到，当人在这里哒哒哒哒哒，达到他这么多年，这个十年寒窗苦读得到的结果的时候，那个虚空是这么强烈在他里面。
I just want to tell you that after a person finally received what he has been working for more than 10 years, and yet the sense of emptiness is so great.
那个快乐只是从5楼到2楼这一段而已。
The happiness only lasted from the 5th floor to the 2nd floor.
而且亲爱的弟兄姊妹，只有在神的面前有满足的喜乐，在他的右手中有永远的福乐。
Only before God there will be fullness of joy and pleasures of forever.
所以我们希望我们这次到山上，我们都听见主对我们说话。
I hope this time when we go up to the mountain, every one of us will hear the Lord speak to us.
把我们所有的脚步都带回到正路上，带到这条生命的路上。
All our steps will be brought back to the path of life.
让我们的心因为这一次遇见神，我们能够说主啊，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
So that we can proclaim, because our hearts are corrected, that we can say that in your presence there's a fullness of joy.
只有在你面前，我们有真正的满足。
Only in your presence, we have the true fulfillment.
不然我们就会跟心理学家讲的一样，小孩子一天笑400次，大人一天只笑15次。
Otherwise, we will live like what the psychologist said, that little children, they average, they will laugh 400 times, but for adults, only 15 times.
什么东西让人的笑声一直这样子下降？
So what robbed and took away our laughters?
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
第三个。
Thirdly.
这里讲到我们到山上朝见神。
As we go up to the mountain to meet the Lord,
我们不光可以听见神要对我们说话。
Not only that we can hear what God has to say to us.
我们不光要在这里遇见他的同在。
Not only that we will meet him in his presence.
这里说到他的殿是一个祷告的殿。
But the scripture says that his house will be the house of
prayer. 我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。因为我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
Even them I will bring to my holy mountains and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
我想我们平常忙到一个地步，很多人都说没有空祷告。
Oftentimes we're so busy that we have no time to pray.
我们希望这次来到山上是一个很好的机会，我们不要忽略我们的祷告。
As we go up to the mountain, hope this is a good opportunity for us to resume our prayer.
我们每一天早晨六点多就在会堂里面有亲近神的祷告。
Every morning 6:30 in the morning, there will be prayer time at the chapel.
我非常鼓励弟兄姊妹，只要体力时间许可，你们都来参加。
So if your body allows, we will encourage you to please join us.
真实的祷告一定包括了与神相遇。
In true prayer, we will meet the Lord.
我们在他的殿中，要因着在他祷告的殿中，我们要喜乐。
So we will be joyful in the house of prayer.
更何况我们有这么多的事情要祷告。
And also, there's so many things that we ought to pray for.
我很喜欢宾路易师母说的一句话。
I like the statement by Sister Pen Lewis.
他说，祷告的答应是一件喜乐的事。
Prayer being answered is a joy.
但是更大的事乃是我们在祷告中遇见了听祷告的神。
What's even greater joy is that through prayer we get to meet the Lord who answers our prayers.
所以在神的殿中祷告喜乐，不光是因为我们祷告得到答应。
So it is a joy to pray in the house of God, not only because our prayers will be answered.
就算我们所盼望的事情没有得到答应，我们有一个更大的喜乐，是我们遇见了听祷告的神。
Even if our prayers are not answered, we still have a greater joy that we will meet the Lord who answers.
所以我希望我们来到这个山上的时候，弟兄姊妹，不管你是在房间、在聚会中，我们都学习让我们的心来祷告神。
So as we go up to the mountains, let's learn. Whatever you are, whether in the sanctuary or in your room, let's pray to the Lord.
知道最近有很多新来的有福音朋友在这里。
I know we have a lot of newcomers and gospel friends.
是一些人刚刚信耶稣。
Or some new Christians.
这个祷告被仇敌剥夺是一件基督徒身上最普遍的一个软弱。
The most common weaknesses among Christians is that our prayer times are being robbed.
今天这个世代里面最需要的就是真实的祷告。
What this generation, this age needs the most is true prayers.
我常常说，如果侍奉神的人或是神的仆人最需要悔改的一件事情，就是我们在祷告上疏忽。
I often say that servants of God, one thing that we need to repent the most is that our negligence in prayers.
更不要说有些人这个不想祷告到一个地步，买一袋国宝米就一起泄饭了，就说以后就不用每一次都要泄饭。
There was a story that someone who is so lazy to pray that when they buy a sack of rice, they would just pray over the entire sack of rice, so next time they don't have to pray over meal anymore.
那还有很多人问说吃宵夜要不要祷告啊？那个有牧师回答说，这个3块钱以上的不用，3块钱以上的要。
Well, there's a story that people ask the pastor, should we pray and say grace for our midnight snacks? And the pastor says, only if it's over $3.
那现在涨价了，大概5块钱。
Now because the inflation, maybe $5.
然后现在还有人说把主导文印出来贴在墙上。
Or some people will print out the Lord's Prayer and post it on the wall.
常常很累的倒头就睡，说主啊，没有力量祷告了，你自己读好了。
Or maybe before bedtime, they will say, Lord, I'm so tired. Why don't you read it yourself on the wall?
我们把祷告当做一件事情去。
Because we treat prayer as a task.
但是我们却忽略了祷告其实是我们跟神相遇的事情。
We forget that prayer is actually encounter with God.
我说真实的祷告是人与神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
So true prayer is an encounter with God and also fellowship with God.
这个相会叫我们喜乐，叫我们得自由。
This encounter will bring us joy and liberate us.
这个相交
and this fellowship.
叫我们不仅仅明白神的旨意，我们也能够为着我们所求的事情，能够带回到神的旨意中。
So that it will help us to not only understand God's will, but also, will bring us back to God's will.
不让仇敌这么猖狂的自由来破坏这些事情。
So that the enemy will not be able to freely destroy and.
好，我们每次到各地去服事的时候。
As we go to various places to serve.
我常常是带着一个受教的心去。从不同的教会、不同的团体里面学习。
So I often go with a teachable heart because I want to learn from different churches and organizations.
我跟于师母都会去注意到这个教会怎么样子布置，怎么样子聚会，怎么样子，什么是他们的强点，什么是我们可以学的。
And Sister Nancy and I will often pay attention to how they conduct things and then what we can learn from them.
这是我们常常受到很多的激励
And then we often being encouraged by them.
但是另外一方面
Yet on the other hand,
我们也在很多的地方里面碰到很多教会面临了很多很多的挑战。
We also get to see many challenges that many churches are going through.
它可以有很多的长处，但是也有很严重的危险跟挑战在。
Yes, they may have many strengths, but yet they will have critical crises or challenges.
我们常常看完心里面都很沉重，都很难过。
As we see them, and our hearts will be heavy for them.
你知道，就好像一个人到了湖边，看见有人快淹死了，但是你没有空去救他。
Just like when you go to a lake and you see someone drowning, yet you have no time to save them.
或是我们自己没有那个能力去救他，因为海浪太大了，我自己都活不下去。
Or we lack the ability to save them because the wind is so strong that we will sink ourselves too.
所以我们常常服侍完的时候，我们唯一能够为这边做的，当然除了我们在的时候尽心竭力的服侍他们。
So besides when we were there, that we will try all our best to serve them.
但是很多的难处不是在当时几天就可以解决的。
But there are many difficulties cannot be resolved in just the few days that we're there.
需要花功夫、花时间，需要有很长很多的交通跟祷告才能解决的。
It takes a lot of time and effort and a lot of communication, fellowship, and prayers.
就我们能做的是，只能够把这些事情带回到我们的祷告中。
So what we can do is that we will bring these things to our prayers.
所以弟兄姊妹，祷告是人跟神在圣灵中的相会和相交。
So prayer is our encounter and fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
相会叫我们喜乐啊，叫我们整个人得到自由，得到释放。
The encounter will bring us joy and freedom.
所以我引用我们的诗歌：祷告之时，甘甜之时，每次相逢，为我心思。
I to quote A song that we often sing, Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, May I Thy Consolation Share.
那个英文翻不出这个味道来了。你用中文翻成英文好了。祷告之时，甘甜之时，每次相逢，为我心思。
Okay, the literal translation from the Chinese is that Sweet Hour of Prayer, Sweet Hour of Prayer, every time I encounter it, it is consolation to my heart.
对不起，这是临时抽考，我没告诉他。
What's a quiz for me？
每一次在祷告中跟主相会，那是一件喜乐的事情。
Every time we encounter the Lord in prayer, it is a great joy.
更何况上次我们讲到跟亚玛力人征战的时候。
And then I share with you that when the Israelites were fighting with the Amalekites.
摩西什么时候举手祷告，约书亚在底下就得胜。
Whenever Moses' hand was raised up, then Joshua will have a victory.
摩西什么时候把手一垂下来，亚玛力人就得胜。
Whenever Moses dropped his hand, the Amalekites will have victory.
所以我那时候特别提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情：我们祷告一定有事情发生。
So I remind the brothers and sisters, whenever we pray, something will happen.
我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
If we do not pray, something else will happen too.
我们的祷告带来约书亚的得胜。
Yes, our prayers will bring about Joshua's victory.
我们的不祷告或是疏忽于祷告，一定让亚玛力人得胜。
And our negligence of prayer will cause Amalekites to win.
你担心你的孩子吗？
Do you worry about your children?
你为孩子祷告吗？
Do Do you pray for your children?
担心你的工作吗？
Do you worry about your job?
有为你的工作祷告吗？
Do you pray for your job?
你当心你属灵的情形吗？
Do you worry about your spiritual condition?
有没有为我们属灵的情形祷告？
Do you pray for your own spiritual condition?
我们祷告就一定有事情发生。
If we pray, something will happen.
我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
If we neglect to pray, something else will happen too.
所以我们要过怎样的生活？
So whatever life we want to live.
我们要过怎样属灵的情形？
Whatever spiritual condition we want to be.
弟兄姊妹，不要把责任丢到外面，那是我们自己跟神之间的关系。
Please do not blame on others and then be irresponsible. It is our own responsibility.
这里讲到祷告是我们人跟神在圣灵中的相会与相交。
Prayer is our encounter and fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
每一次真实遇见的听祷告的神，那是一个荣耀的境界，那是一个喜乐的境界。
Whenever we meet the Lord who answers our prayer, it is a joyful spiritual realm.
然后每一次出于信心的祷告。
Every prayer out of faith,
你就看见神要做事。
You will see God work.
每一次我们不肯祷告。
Every time we refuse to pray,
你就看见撒旦做事。
You will see Satan at work.
所以有一个神的仆人说，祷告。神对所有真实的祷告一定有回应。
So a servant of God says, God will for sure respond to any true prayer.
他说，其实神的工作就是对祷告的回应。
Actually, God's work is a response to our prayers.
我们祷告到哪里，神就做到哪里。
God will do whatever we are, our prayer goes.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹。不管你现在的处境、家庭的处境、教会的处境、个人的处境是怎么样
？No matter the senses, you are in, or your family, or your church.
我们最需要的就是在祷告上。
What we need the most is to pray.
所以等一下我们会后今天没有主日学，我们就是要祷告。
So today we will skip Sunday school time and we just pray.
我们一直为着整个神家，为着自己，为着小组，为着个人。我们都要祷告。
We are to pray for God's house, for our small group, for our family, for ourselves.
就算你没有什么感觉。
Even if you don't have any burden.
不要 worry.
Don't worry.
凭信心。
By faith.
把我们所要的告诉神。
Tell God what we want.
这就是腓立比书第四章说，应当一无挂虑，只要借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把你所要的告诉神。
Right. In the book of Philippians says, do not worry about anything, but through prayer make your supplication and request known to God.
剩下的是神的事情。
And then the rest is God's.
他要用出人意外的平安来 guard our mind, 来啊保守我们的心思啊。
So he will guard our heart and mind with this.
第四件事情，讲到我们在这里一同来奉献，讨神的喜悦。
Fourth thing is that we will together offer up offerings and implore God.
以赛亚书五十六章第七节后半说，他们的燔祭和平安祭。在我坛上必蒙悦纳。
Isaiah chapter 56 verse 7, second part says, their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar.
我前一阵子已经跟弟兄姊妹讲过了，以赛亚书第一章跟撒迦利亚书第一章都告诉我们，神不悦纳人对他的奉献。
But I share with you in a book of Isaiah chapter 1 and撒迦利亚。Malachi chapter 1 says, the Lord does not accept their offerings.
以前南加州有一个老弟兄讲这个马来西亚书。
Once a brother said, instead of Malachi, it says a book of Malaysia.
不要讲马来西亚书第一章，马拉基书第一章。神说巴不得有人把殿门关起来。
The Lord says, I'd rather that you would shut the door of the holy temple.
所以不要以为你奉献是给神面子。
Please do not think that whenever you offer, you're making a favor, you're giving the Lord a favor.
我们也不要认为神有需要，所以我们要奉献。
Or that the Lord has a need, therefore we make an offer.
奉献讲到我们对神的爱。
Whenever we offer, we show him our love.
奉献讲到我们对神主权的降服。
And that we submit to his authority and sovereignty.
奉献也讲到神在我们身上对我们的释放工作的回应。
And it is our response to his liberation, his release.
让我们在钱财上、在时间上、在恩赐上、在各方面，我们都愿意让主居首位。
So that in all our wealth, in our time, in our energy, everything we want the Lord to have the first place.
所以我们人居然可以借着奉献来讨神喜悦，这是恩典。
That little men like us can even please God through our offering. That is a grace and privilege.
所以以前我们都觉得叫人家要把自己奉献当做活祭，有时候都很难讲这些信息。
So before we used to think it's so hard to encourage people to offer themselves up as a living sacrifice. Whenever we think about offering, we think about sacrifices, laying up ourselves.
从一面来说, 是的, 好, 的确是。
On one hand, yes, it is true.
但是从另外一面来说, 我们应该把奉献当作是一个荣耀, 一个恩典, 一个机会, 来讨神喜悦。
But yeah, on the other hand, we ought to see an offering as a chance, a glorious and a privileged chance to please the Lord.
我想我们都很熟悉这个英国这个爱德华八世，那个要什么不要江山要美人哈，为了这个 Simpson 夫人把这个王位丢了。
We are all very familiar with the story that Edward VIII that he gave up his throne, for Simpson, Miss Simpson.
他能够为这一个人把他的尊山都不要了。For
one person, he was willing to give up his throne.
把他的王位、把他的富贵都可以丢掉。And
he was willing to throw away his throne and then his kingdom.
为这一个人都可以丢掉这么多。For
one person, he was willing to make the sacrifice.
更何况我们是为着神。Let
alone we for God.
不光他是万王之王、万主之主，配得我们最好的给他。Not
only that, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he's worthy. Of, he deserves our best.
更何况他为我这样子的罪人，可死在十字架上，为了洗净我，为了拯救我。
And he's willing to die for sinner like me on the cross in order to cleanse me and forgive me.
所以他的崇高跟主权配得我来奉献。
So his sovereignty and then his sovereignty deserves my offerings.
他的爱激励我来甘心奉献。
And his love compels me to willingly offer.
所以我们在山上，我们有机会常常大家一起甘心奉献，在主面前到台前祷告。
So on the mountain, we will have a chance to renew our offerings and dedication on the altar.
很多时候，因为我要当讲员，所以我只好在这里呼召大家甘心奉献。
So oftentimes, because I'm the speaker, therefore I have to make the calling. For you to renew your offerings.
我如果去参加别人聚会，有讲员呼召更新奉献，我一定出来的。
If I attend any conferences and then the speaker makes the calling to renew offerings, I will for sure go up.
更新奉献是天天的事情。
Because renew offering should be done every day.
是我们对神该有的态度。
It is an attitude we ought to have toward the Lord.
所以我们将一年一次在主面前许愿更新奉献，其实是很神圣、很重要的。
So actually, it's very holy, sacred, and important that once a year we renew our offerings and we make a vow to.
我希望我们都来操练哈。I
hope that we can all participate.
所以我前阵子讲过，说一个人如果奉献观没有过。 他属灵的生活，属灵的路都还没开始。I
share with you that if a person cannot pass the test of dedication offering, then he has not even started his spiritual journey.
希望我们每一年都有更彻底的奉献。Hope
that every year our offerings will become more and more thorough.
像穆迪弟兄讲的，他两百八十磅，他说我每一盎司都属于神。
Like Brother Moody says, he weighs 280 pounds, and he said every ounce, every single ounce belongs to the Lord.
感谢主,
we praise the Lord.
所以你胖不胖、瘦不瘦没关系。
Doesn't matter if you're skinny or plump.
关键是我是不是每一盎司都愿意活着为耶稣。
But the key point is, are we willing to offer every single ounce and live for the Lord?
我们不在乎你是读博士还是都没读过书。
It doesn't matter if you have hold a PhD degree or you never went to school.
我们不在乎你是不是钱多的花不完，正在烦恼，或是你没有钱也在烦恼。
It doesn't matter if you're so wealthy that you have more money than you can spend or you're worried about your finances.
但是神喜欢的是我们愿意把自己奉献给他。
But what God likes is that we offer ourselves to Him.
神从来不呼召一个成功的人、一个伟人来跟随他。
God never calls a successful, great person to follow Him.
神只呼召那些愿意把自己完全奉献给他、愿意信而顺服的人来服侍他。
But God only calls those who are willing to obey Him, to trust and obey, and offer themselves.
而且大家特别注意到，我这次四个信息里面都有一个字。
I like you to pay attention to all these 4 points. It shares a word.
讲到一同。
It says together.
刚才Aaron 已经讲到了这个，真像一家人。
As Brother Aaron shared that we're just like a family.
那我就希望我们这一家人不光只是我们嘴巴说我们要相爱。
And I hope that our love would just not be a lip service.
我希望我们从心里面真的是惺惺相惜，彼此珍惜。
But from the heart that we will love and cherish one another.
看见是神的主权把我们摆在一起。
It is by God's sovereignty we're put together.
我们要为了周围所有的弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
We ought to thank God for all the brothers and sisters around us.
神借着他们要来祝福我们。
God wants to bless us through them.
神借着他们要来建造我们。
God wants to edify and build us up through them.
神也借着他们在这里显明我们这个人的情形。
God is also exposing our true condition through them.
所以我们要从我们周围的弟兄姊妹身上要得祝福。
So we ought to receive blessings from brothers and sisters around us.
同样的，我们自己也一定要成为旁边的人的祝福。
In the same way, we ought to become brothers and sisters' blessings as well.
啊，我们一定要把自己摆在身体的里面。
We ought to put ourselves in the body.
不光奉献在祭坛上归给神。
Not only we put ourselves on the altar and offer up to God.
我们要为着他的身体，为着他的见证，为着他所要得到的这个殿，我们把自己摆上。
We ought to put ourselves in building up.This temple and for his testimony.
所以同伴之间的影响力非常重要。
Yes, our companions have great influence on us.
到底我们彼此之间是怎样的关系，是怎样的同伴
？So what kind of companions we have and we are?
那我说过，以前有一个牧师，他新到一个教会上任的时候，他不敢相信后面七十个人四班，这是一个很大的教会啊，四班就七十个人。
There's a pastor who went to a church to start his service, and that church has a large choir of 70 members.
他在讲道的时候，听见后面四班有人嗑瓜子。
When he was preaching the sermon, he could not believe that the choir behind him were actually eating sunflower seeds.
他说他简直不敢相信，他回头一看，果然他们在嗑瓜子，还在那里丢纸条，在那里传话。
And he heard the sound, he just couldn't believe it. He turned around, indeed, they were eating sunflower seeds, they were even passing notes.
弟兄姊妹，你可以嗑着瓜子来侍奉神。
Yes, you can eating sunflower seeds and serve the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，这绝对不是神所要的。
But it's not the service that God desires.
我们希望找到的一些同伴，我们不是一直在这里吃喝快乐的往前。
I hope that we can find companions that we don't just marching forward and.
而是我们在一起的时候，我们彼此用我们身上的基督，用我们里面的生命，用我们里面属天的性情，彼此来影响。
But we want to influence each other with the life of Christ within us and also our divine nature.
我昨天晚上坐飞机的时候，飞机回来的路上，我的灯坏掉了啊。
Last night, on the airplane, the reading light above me,
所以我前面两个多钟头还有一点太阳，我还可以写写东西。
So the first couple hours of my flight, because of the sunlight, I was able to write something.
到后面这两个小时我没办法看了，我只好拿出 iPad 来看。
So the last 2 hours I couldn't read because the reading light was out, so I had to take out my iPad.
我就看我从前自己十年前讲的信息。
So then I looked at the message that I preached 10 years ago.
有人帮忙打字打出来。
And some has helped typed it up.
我就读到中间那个时候于师母给我看的一段文章。
And then in the message I mentioned an article I read, the article that Sister Missy gave me.
Focus on the Family, 他们上面所刊载的。
And it's published on Focus on the Family magazine.
他们说他们曾经做过一个实验。
They say that they have conducted an experiment.
他们把这些班上的孩子每十个人做一个 team, 做一个小组。
So they go to a children's classroom and a group the kids10 for each group.
这个实验主要的目的是来讲到 peer pressure, 同伴对你的影响。
The experiment is to show how the peer pressure.The influence of peer pressure.
所以他们这个参加这个实验的，在一个教室里面，每一个人手上都有一张纸。
So everyone that are in the experiment would have a piece of paper.
每一张纸上都印着相同的三句话：第一行一句话，第二行一句话，第三行一句话。
And every piece of paper, three statements are printed. Everyone has exact same statements.
这个纸张上的第一行
，The first line says.
是字数第二多的。
Has the second most number of letters.
第二行是最长的。
And the second line is the longest line.
第三行是最短的。
And the third line is the shortest line.
大家记得了哈。
The
最长的是第几行？
The longest is the second line.
第二行的第一行。
Then the first line.
最短的第三行。
The shorter is the third line.
所以他们做这个实验以前呢，每十个人一个小组。
So they try to group 10 people in a group.
他先把其中的九个人叫出来，好，这都事先讲好了。
They call up nine out of the group.
等一下，老师会问一个问题。我念第一行，如果你觉得是最长的，请举手。
And then, so they tell the nine people, I'm going to ask a question. And everyone, please raise your hand if you think the first line is the longest.
觉得第二行是最长的，请举手。
Or raise your hand if you think the second line is the longest.
他就先跟这九个人讲。
And then the conductor, the person who conducted the experiment will tell the nine people.
当我指到第一行的时候，你们全部都要举手。
When I show the first line, all of you raise your hand.
就换句话说，只有十个人里面只有一个人蒙到鼓里，他不知道在干什么。
In other words, only one person were out of this.
所以全班做好，每十个人一组，十个人一组。
So everyone was sitting in their own groups. 10 people per group.
老师就问说哪一行最长？我指到的时候，你们就举手。
So then the teacher says, okay.Whenever I ask you which line is the longest, if you agree with me, please raise your hand.
当他知道第一行的时候，每一个小组的那九个人全部举手。
So when the teacher points to the first line, nine out of the 10 people in each group will raise their hands.
你知道那个蒙在鼓里的那一个人中间有百分之多少的人跟着举手吗
？Guess what's the percentage of that one person will raise hand?
大概百分之七十五的人举手。
About 75% of that one.Single person, have raised their hand.
他们想，我大概一定听错了，不然不会全班都举手。
Then they doubt and said, probably I heard it wrong. Otherwise, how could everyone raise their hand?
所以他们马上跟着举手。
So they would just immediately follow.
这个老师就再做一次。
And the teacher would do it again.
然后第二次。
Second time.
他还是说哪一行最长？讲到的时候就举手。
So raise your hand if when I point to the line and you think it's the longest.
讲到第一行。
Everyone raised their hand.
还是百分之七十五的人跟着举手。
So again, 75% of people follow.
然后接着他们做第二个实验。
Then they conducted second experiment.
第二次呢
？Second time.
就是只有增加一个人，变成两个人蒙在鼓里。
So second time they prearranged the prearrangement was only for eight out of the ten people.
其他八个人都还是乱举。
So.The other eight were just do random things.
这个数据他没有讲，但是第二次这种妥协的比率就哒哒哒哒的降低了，就有的人就不举了。
So the second experiment, the sign of compromise, the percentage has dropped significantly.
他们说他们做这个实验最主要的目的。
So the main goal of this experiment.
他说他们发现这些孩子们并不是没有判断哪一个最长最短的能力，并不是没有这个能力。
So they found out that.These kids, they don't lack the ability to discern.
而是他们没有那个勇气 to be different.
But they lack the courage to be different.
他们没有那个勇气去面对跟众人都不一样。
They lack the courage to be different from the rest of the crowd.
当增加一个人敢就事论事，这个来讲什么是事实的时候，这个比例就一下子这种不妥协的比例就大为降低。
When one more person.Is added to their side, then the rate of compromising has dropped significantly.
所以我这个信息不光只是为年轻人，也是为我们大人。
So this message is not just for young people, but for the rest of us too.
不要以为我们在学校、在工厂里面，我们在公司里面，我们是少数。
Please do not think that we are the minority in our workplace, in our school.
我们就得妥协于这个时代。
Then we have to compromise to go along with the world.
我们要不要小看自己的影响力
？Please do not despise the significance you have.
只要多一个人
，influence.
只要多一个人
，so as there's one more person,
都带来 difference.
It makes a big difference.
所以当我们在这里说聚会前，我们大家都要来开始祷告。
As we say that we should come to the meeting hall to pray before meeting.
如果大家都不来
，if nobody shows up,
你就发现很多人想来他也不来。
Then even those who want to come will not.
我们鼓励波比你要开口。
And then we encourage brothers and sisters to pray in the community.
你要知道，你只要多一两个人敢开口，就很多人都敢开口。
If one or two person, one or two people, pray out loud, then more will follow.
年轻人更是这样子。
The same with young people.
要为主站住。
Stand firm for the Lord.
当你敢站住的时候
，When you dare to stand firm,
你会影响你旁边的人，他们也敢为主站住。
Then you will influence others. They will have the courage to stand firm.
所以我希望我们这一趟去山上，我们众人一起来把自己爱主的心，不要害羞，也不要 有顾忌的来表达出来。
So when we go up to the mountain this time, let's show forth our love for the Lord without reservation.
我们一起让这个聚会充满了神的祝福。
So that this meeting will be full of God's blessings.
充满了神的同在。
Full of God's presence.
让我们众人在他的殿中一同喜乐。
So that we will all rejoice together in His house.
我们一起在他的光中行走。
We'll walk in His light.
我们一起在他的祭坛上把自己更新奉献。
On His altar, together we'll offer up ourselves.
我们唱537首。我们唱诗歌大本诗歌537首
Let's sing song 537 537 537 537.
我们站起来唱好了
Let's stand up and sing.
我们唱134节词读一遍啊！故当高声歌唱，忘记所有忧伤。经过以马内利境界，经过以马内利境界，直达更高天乡，直达更高天乡。何等感谢主！他把以马内利的应许赐给我们。
He has given us this promise of Emmanuel.
以马内利说到神的同在。
It refers to God's presence.
希望我们每一天都活在以马内利的境界。
Every day we will live in the ground of Emmanuel.
在这条回家的路上。
On this pilgrim home.
我们常常跟众圣徒一起登山来朝见神。
And we will often go up to the mountain with the saints to worship.
忘记所有的忧伤，经过以马内利的境界。
All the tears be dry, and as we marching to Emmanuel's house.
不当高声闻歌唱，忘记所有忧伤。经过以马内利境界，经过以马内利境界，直达更高天乡，直达更高天乡，将坚持往心。
主耶稣，我们感谢你。主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
谢谢你在召我们来登山。
Thank you for calling us to go up your to your mountain.
我们求你常常把我们带到天的境界。
We pray that you will often lead us to the heavenly ground.
不仅仅开阔我们的眼界和胸怀。
Not only broaden our horizon and view.
更是让我们在你的山上常常遇见你。
But that we will encounter you often on the mountain.
不仅仅我们听见你对我们所说的话。
Not only that we hear the words from you.
让我们的脚踏定这条生命之道。
But that we will stand firm on this path of life.
让我们的脚行在你的光中。
And that we will walk in your light.
让我们常在你的殿中喜乐。
That we will rejoice in your house.
因为你说你的殿乃是万民祷告的殿。
Because you say your house will be the house of prayer for all nations.
让你的儿女们常在你的殿中遇见你。
Let your children meet you often in your house.
能够在你施恩的座前向你倾心吐意。
That we will pour out our hearts before the throne of grace.
能够在你的殿中借着祷告，我们来执掌天的权柄。
That in your house through prayer we shall reign with you.
叫我们所捆绑的，你在地上也要捆绑。
Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
叫我们所释放的，你在天上要为我们释放。
Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
主啊，恢复我们该有属天的地位和权柄。
Lord, restore to us this heavenly status and power and authority.
让教会在你面前是一个奉献的教会。
And also the church will be a consecrated church.
我们的存在就是为着你的荣耀。
Our existence is for your glory.
我们所有的摆上是叫你的旨意能够通行。
Our offerings is to make your will done.
耶稣，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
天上的父神，我们赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
我们为着要来的祝福，我们赞美你。
We praise you for the blessings that are coming.
保守祝福我们在座的每一位。
Keep and bless every one of us here.
我们也特别为着不能够上去的弟兄姊妹和朋友们向你祷告。
We also pray for brothers and sisters and friends who cannot make it.
保守我们活在以马内利的境界。
Pray that keep us to live in the Emmanuel's ground.
让我们和你的关系是真实的。
So that we will have a true relationship with you.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.